哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with you all。
啊，今天晚上以两种食物跟大家一起来互相的学习。
Tonight I like to use the topic of two kinds of food for mutual encouragement。
啊，我在看约翰福音第六章的时候有一些心得。
When I was reading John chapter 6, I had some reflections。
我们知道食物有很多种。
We know there are many kinds of foods。
有中式、西式。
There are Eastern and Western food。
有日式、韩式。
Japanese food and Korean food。
温哥华什么食物都吃得到。
We know in Vancouver there are all kinds of cuisine。
那但是真正把食物分类的，从神来看的话，只有两种食物。
But in order to sort out all the types of food。In God's eyes, there's only two types.
圣经的分类跟我们人的分类不太一样。
How the Bible had divided the food is very different than how we do it.
我们看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 6.
26节跟27节。
Verse 26 to 27.
约翰福音第六章二十六节。
John chapter 6 verse 26.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”你们找我，并不是因为见了神迹，那是因为吃饼得饱。
26. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs."
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
27. Do not labor for the food which perish, but for the food which endure to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him.
好，那这里就是说两种食物啊，就是二十七节所说的。
So the two types of food is mentioned in verse 27.
一种食物呢，就是必坏的食物。
One type of food are food that will perish.
第二种食物呢，就是不会坏的，还有呢，存到永远的食物。
And the other kind of food.Are imperishable and it is everlasting.
那这两种食物啊都是很重要。
And these two types of food are very important.
第一种食物呢，我们来讲就是必坏的食物。
So the first type, the one that will perish.
这种食物呢，是我们肉体生命所需要的。
These are the type of food our physical body needs.
每天我们要吃，至少要吃三餐。
Every day we need at least three meals.
那每个人工作去赚钱，最主要还是买食物。
And everyone when we go to work.We want to put food on the table.
所以中文有说为两餐，甚至为三餐。
As there is a saying, sometimes we earn for a living to put food on the table.
那没有食物的话，人就会饿死。
Without food, we will starve to death.
那人为了要赚钱买食物，要养家，花掉一生很多的时间。
And to earn money for food, it's a lifetime commitment.
人生最开心的就是不用读书之前那几年，每天在玩。
And the most happiest thing for one is to play all day long.
你看今天晚上最开心的就是马太子生了两个孙子来教会玩啊，开心啊，还有啊，前面进了小孩啊，小朋友都很开心，没有什么压力，连读书的压力都没有。
You see, the happiest people here will probably be the children because they do not have work or school commitment.
没有烦恼。
No burden.
但是之后就要读书了。
But later, when they go to school.
读书是目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of school?
当然，最大的目的就是还为了以后找工作。
And of course, it is to get a career eventually.
当然你可以很伟大的说，要寻找知识啊，那个都是高调的。其实，读书今天就是为了要找以后找工作。
Of course, you can say I'm seeking for knowledge, but ultimately, it's really for a career.
你没有读书，或者读书读的不够多的话，你工作的机会就少很多。
Without going to school, then our chances of getting a job will be lessened.
那人生如果21岁毕业。
If one were to graduate at the age of 21,
加拿大法定的最低的这个退休的年龄是65岁。
And the Canada government had allowed the 65 years old to retire.
有一些呢，可能还做到70岁。
Some people may work till they're 70.
差不多50年的人生，如果一个人活70年，有50年的人生是花在寻找地上的食物方面。
And that is about 50 years of seeking for food on this earth.
当然。你可能中间有一些休假，但是那个都很短暂。
Of course, there may be some vacation here and there, but they're very short.
之前的学习是为了工作，还有人生一大部分都为了工作。
And most of our life is mainly for work.
那赚到的是什么呢
？And what do we earn in return?
那用圣经的话来说了，就是赚到那个必坏的食物了。
And according to the Bible, this is the food that we earn that perish.
昨天我陪我太太去沃尔玛买了一块牛排。
Yesterday, I bought a steak with my wife at Walmart.
啊，那今天晚上她说想要吃煎牛排。
And tonight she said that she would like to have some steak.
啊，把它打开一切，哎，很奇怪，外面是红的，里面是黑的。
And when I opened it up and cut it, outside was red, inside is black.
啊，被 Walmart 骗了。
And they realized this was a scam.
啊，因为啊，现在的食物啊，它为了要放冰箱可以久一点了，都放了化学品。那个牛肉外面都很红，啊，里面早就已经不新鲜了，都黑掉了。
In order to preserve the food, they put it, they put in a lot of preservative, but outside it may seem red, but inside is rotten.
所以啊，都还没有煮，就已经坏了。
So it has been rotten before I can even cook it.
啊，那也买了，他前几天买了一包那个熟的这个鸡胸肉。
And then, so I took some of that.
这是我的太太。
My wife brought some chicken breast.
Cook
chicken breast.
他说这个很好啊，才五块钱，都已经煮好了。
And she said these are good and it's already cooked.
我说煮好又那么便宜，又可以放那么久，到底里面放了什么
？And I said this is already cooked and it's been placed for so long. What is actually in it?
我就拿起来看后面的那些化学品，马上上网查一查。
So I look at the preservatives at the back and I check it out online.
哇，可以放两个礼拜都不坏的，这个不能吃啊。
Things that can be placed and stored for 2 weeks cannot be.
一般鸡胸肉你煮好了，顶多放两天，第三天就不要吃了嘛。
Normally speaking, meat can only be preserved for more two days.
因为这些肉都会坏。
And because these meat will not rot away.
顶多两天，第三天就不要吃了。
We will not keep it for more than 3 days.
所以人为了不要坏，添加了很多化学品在它里面。
And in order for it to not go bad, we put a lot of preservative.
啊，有人说那个麦当劳的巨毛霸那个 Big Mac 哦，你买了之后放在家里，不用放冰箱，一个礼拜都不会坏。
Some say that if you put a Big Mac outside without refrigeration, it can last for a week.
因为里面太多这种加工食品。
Because there's a lot of preservative in there.
因为所有的食物都会坏。
You know that all food will perish.
越新鲜的就坏的越快。
And the more fresh it is, the faster it will go bad.
所以啊，你买了放在那边不吃就坏掉。
So if we bought it and not eat it, then it will go bad.
那吃呢？吃了之后呢？怎么办呢？
So what happened after we eat it?
过了六个小时了，那个食物就跑到厕所里面了。
6 hours later, we'll become hungry again.
那就没有了，你就再饿了，你就要再吃了。
And then we'll be seeking for our next meal.
那吃了之后有体力做什么呢？
So once we eat it, we get the energy. What is that purpose for?
有体力，你又可以去工作来赚另外买食物的钱。
We get the energy so that we can earn some more food.
啊，那当然也要缴房租了。
And of course to pay the rent.
啊，当你想看人生，大部分的时间都是在肚子饿赚钱买食物吃食物再肚子饿再做同样的事情。
And then we can see that majority of our life is to earn money to get food to eat and then repeat.
啊，然后就是这样子就过了一生了。
And this goes on for our entire life.
但是很多人没有去想这个事情。
But none of us really ponder on this.
他觉得人生这样很好啊，很忙啊。
They may think that this is a good life.
我从早忙到晚，我很充实啊。
When I'm busy from morning to night, this is very fulfilling.
他其实已经有够的钱，不用为食物担心了。
In fact, you may have enough money to do so.
但是他还是很努力的去工作。
Yet they continue to work.
没有空休息。
They don't have time to rest.
啊，我去非洲的时候啊，看到很多弟兄姐妹。
When I went to Africa, I saw many brothers and sisters.
他们很努力的工作。
They work very diligently.
他们也很穷。
And they're very poor.
他们今天工作的目的只有一个，就是晚上有食物可以放在桌上。
And the only purpose that they work is to place food on the table.
啊，明天吃什么？明天再说。
And whatever happens tomorrow, they will figure that out tomorrow.
那我们发达国家的人呢，也是很忙。
And the same thing in the Western society.
我们不是为了今天晚上的食物。
We're not worrying for tonight's dinner.
我们是为了很多年以后的食物还在烦恼。
But rather for the food for the years to come.
甚至有人为了到退休以后要吃什么来烦恼。
Some may even be worried for what they're going to eat after they retire.
说实在，能不能活到退休那一天，我们也不知道。
In fact, we don't even know if we can live until then.
所以主耶稣这里啊，并不是说不要上班，不要赚钱。
Of course, Lord Jesus here is not discouraging us from going to work.
我们再看到27节、26节啊。
Let's read verse 26.
26节，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱啊。”
Here Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled."
然后接下来才讲，不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
And then later on, he said, "Do not work for food that perish."
原来在主耶稣讲这句话之前。
So prior Jesus saying this.
主耶稣在第六章这边呢，变饼喂饱了五千个人呢。
We know that Lord Jesus had performed a miracle and fed 5,000.
只是用了五饼二鱼。
Using only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
啊，喂饱了五千个大人。
He fed 5,000 adults.
那些人就很开心呢。
And these people are overjoyed.
哇，跟耶稣有免费午餐。
They follow Jesus, knowing that there will be free meal.
那以后信耶稣多好啊。
Indeed, it is very good to believe in Jesus.
平常一过一天要耕田，要买卖，要做苦工，也是要只能吃一餐。
Because normally they would need to work and only be able to put 1 meal on the table.
那现在坐在那边听道理，又有一餐。
And now just merely sitting there, they get a meal.
那当然坐在耶稣面前比较好，不用动脑筋，也不用动手脚，就有的吃饱了。
And of course, sitting before Jesus without any effort and receiving a meal would be the best.
主耶稣就告诉他们了。
And Lord Jesus tell them,
你们来跟我并不是因为看了神迹。
You come to follow me not because of the sign.
乃是因为吃的饼得饱。
But rather for the food that filled you.
所以不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
So don't work for the food that perish.
不是叫你不要去上班。
Not to tell you not go and work.
而是不要把你人生最重要的目标放在物质的事情上面。
That is, don't place your sole purpose on physical things.
甚至不要把你信仰的目标放在追求世界的事情方面。
Especially your spiritual goal, do not put them on physical things.
今天有一些人呢，信了主了，但是他头脑里面呢，全世界的，他的头脑里面就是世界。
There are many members who have believed, yet their mind is filled with worldly things.
虽然是信了主了
，although they have believed,
但是呢，他跟世界的人没有两样。
He is no different than anyone out
there. 他对属灵的事没有追求。
He did not pursue spiritual matters.
他对教会不关心。
He doesn't care about the church.
对天国没有盼望。
He has no hope toward the kingdom of heaven.
虽然是信了主啊。
Although they believe.
他心里面所努力、所追求、所盼望的，就是在这个世界上面。
Whatever to pursue is the things of this earth.
每天只是想到那个会坏的食物。
Only the things that will perish.
他会很努力追求，但是不是追求属灵的。
They will pursue really diligently, but not of spiritual matter.
这种人啊，他虽然信了主，但是他其实心里还是很虚空。
And although they believe in their heart, they feel very empty.
还是很没有安全感。
And they feel insecurity.
到最后呢，他可能也得不到满足啊。
And at the end, they cannot be fulfilled.
有一些信徒呢，也是这样子。
And some members are like this.
他虽然来聚会来祷告。
Although they come and pray.
但是他求什么呢？
What do they pray for?
主耶稣啊，祝福我，祝福我的生意。
Oh God, bless me, bless my business.
在另外一个地方有一个信徒，每次看到我都叫我帮他祷告。
In another place, a member often tell me to intercede for him.
我说帮你怎么祷告
？And I said for what?
那你要帮我在大陆的生意祷告。
You must pray for my business in China.
第二句，帮助我房子今年可以卖出去，能够放一个好价钱，开发商来收购我的房子。
And secondly, my house, I'm trying to sell it. Hopefully, I can sell it at a good price.
叫我祷告了三年都没有效果，还要传道，你还要多帮我多祷告一点。另外，开发商赶快来收购。
I've been praying for 3 years and nothing has happened. Preacher, you need to pray harder for me.
我说为什么不收购呢？
And I say, why is it not so?
哎呀，隔壁那个老太婆不肯卖啊，所以害我都没有办法被收购。
Because that my neighbor is not willing to sell, therefore I can't.
他每次叫我帮他祷告，都是为生意或是卖房子。
So oftentimes when he comes to me, he will always ask me to pray for these matters.
他从来没有叫我帮他祷告，主啊，你帮助我不要贪爱世界。
She would never ask that I would like the world a little bit less.
他从来没有说主啊，我信心很软弱，你要帮我祷告。
And she would never say, pray for me that I have little faith.
他从来没有提及，他想说主啊，传道啊，你帮我祷告，让我可以这个生意啊，怎么样啊，做好一点。
And she often requested me to have a prosperity in her business.
今天很多人去那些庙啊，我们温哥华也很多庙嘛，那些庙都很大。
And we know that there are many temples in Vancouver.
最近上个礼拜前几天的新闻啊 ，Rich 在温哥华，好像在 Richmond 有一个佛堂啊，他们动用了800块加币买了一块地，要把那个旧的教堂来，他们要改成庙。
And we know that recently in Richmond there was a bunch of people who bought a land to build up a temple.
哎呀，听起来也蛮悲哀的，教堂没人去，佛堂香火很鼎盛。
No, it is quite pitiful that no one goes to the church and he has to.
当然不是我们那个，当然那个教会不是我们教会了。
And of course, this is not our church.
那为什么华人喜欢去庙呢
？But why do most Oriental like to go to temple?
那去庙就很简单，他们就想说，我要这个东西，我就去庙拜一拜。
Because it's very simple. Because you want something, you go to the temple and pray.
拜完了，说不定我都得到了。
Because you never know after you pray, it will be fulfilled.
我也不需要改变我的什么行为，也不需要什么灵修。
I don't need to change myself. I don't need to personally cultivate myself.
反正呢，我有求你必应，你就是我的神，我的你就是我的神，就是你听我话。
As long as I pray, God will listen to me and grant me my wishes.
哎，他们去那些野灵宴了，不然的话谁会去呢
？And they always go to these.
会 fulfill 啊，他们会 fulfill 啊。
So that they can be fulfilled.
啊，谁 fulfill 他呢？那就不一定了，不一定是神呢。
And whoever fulfilled them might not be God.
因为圣经说了。主耶稣已经说了，那这个撒旦呢、啊？他拥有了全世界的一切的荣华富贵，他要给谁就可以给谁。圣经讲了。
Because the Bible already mentions Satan had owned the world and he can give you anything.
不用神给你，撒旦也可以给你荣华富贵。
You don't need God because Satan can give you everything.
所以，如果一个信了主的人整天只是追求必坏的食物
，So if a believer often seek for the things of this earth,
就是你所想的都是地上的。
That is anything in your mind is of the thing of this
world. 然后你人生的目标也是地上的。
And whatever your goal is of the things of this world.
然后你向神求的也是地上的东西。
And this goes the same as your prayer content.
那你跟随主啊，你就抓错了重点了。
Then you have found the wrong purpose in believing in God.
你会得不到满足。
You will not be content.
难怪有一些信徒啊，他在主里面得不到满足。
This is why some members cannot be content.
他不太喜欢来聚会。
They don't like to come service.
来了聚会就打瞌睡。
Whenever they come, they will fall asleep.
也不会读经。
They won't read the Bible.
也没空祷告。
They don't have time to pray.
但是很多时间给世界。
But they give a lot of time to the world.
啊，说一点点事情呢，他就可能就会放弃他的信仰。
And just because of a little conflict, they would give up their faith.
所以啊，这种人呢，是为必坏的食物劳力。
So these people, they're mainly looking for perishable food.
啊，为什么会这样子呢？
Why is it so?
因为他们把主耶稣能够给他的，他已经看不准了。
Because they can't see clearly of what Jesus can give them.
主耶稣没有错，刚刚把饼跟鱼变给他们吃。
Indeed, Jesus had given them food through the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
但是这个不是主耶稣要给他们的最重要的东西。
But this is not the most important thing.
主耶稣给他们什么？
What did Jesus give them?
啊，这是第二种食物。
That is the second type of food.
看回来这个第27节。
Let's read verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life.
就是人子要是给你们的
，which is the Son of Man will give you.
哇，主耶稣说啊，我给你们的食物跟世间的食物不一样。
So、Jesus said, the food I give you is different than of the world.
地上的食物有哪一种是可以存到永生的呢
？Is there any food in this world that can be kept for everlasting?
如果有了，你也不敢吃啊。
Even if there is, you probably wouldn't eat it.
有什么食物是不会坏的？会化学品吗？
Is there any food that's not perishable?
啊，这个世界没有食物是不会坏的。
There's no such thing in this world.
只有属灵的食物是不会坏的。
Only spiritual food will not be perishable.
还有呢，你在超市买不到的。
And this is something you cannot find in the supermarket.
我们现在人都很注重健康，哎呀，要吃什么好，吃什么保健，吃什么会命长一点。
Many of us care about our own health and longevity.
但是呢，让你再保健，也不可能让你长生不老啊。
But no matter how good your diet may be, you cannot live forever.
吃什么到最后还是死。
Because whatever you eat at the end, you will still face death.
今天很多说，哎，这个也不吃，那个也不吃，哎呀，这个也对身体不好，那个对身体不好，为什么？因为很怕死啊。
Because a lot of people may be picky on their food because they're very afraid of death.
但是不吃也死，吃也死。
Whether you eat or you don't eat, you will still die.
时间到了就死了。
When the time comes,
因为人有罪。
Because men have sinned.
啊，面对死亡是一定的。
Therefore, death is inevitable.
所以只有一种食物是存到永生。
So there is only one type of food that is imperishable.
那到底这个存到永生的食物是什么
？What is this imperishable food?
好，我们来看到第32节。
Verse 32.
32节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真粮赐给我们。”
32. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven.
因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来是给世界的。
For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives lives to the world.
那主耶稣已经讲了，真粮呢是从天上降下来的。
So here Jesus tells us that the true food comes from heaven.
那这个粮是什么呢？
And what is this food?
不是摩西以前给你们那个。
It is not the bread that Moses had given.
也不是那个属于物质的玛拿从天上降下来的。
It is not the physical manna from heaven.
是一种属灵的玛拿。
But it of a spiritual manna.
我们看34节。
Let's read verse 34.
他们说：“主啊，尝尝这粮食给我们。”
Then they say, Lord, give us this bread always.
啊，如果我们今天有这种食物，我们也很想得到嘛，对不对？可以存到永生，不会坏的，要从天上掉下来的。
And if there's such everlasting food from heaven, of course we want to pursue it.
35节。
35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
原来这个存到永生的食物。
So here we can see the everlasting food.
那个从天上来的粮。
The one that descends from heaven.
就是主耶稣本身。
Is Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
所以这个真粮就是神本身。
Therefore, this bread is Jesus himself.
只有神可以满足你。
Only God can fulfill us.
只有神让你吃了之后，就不再需要再吃了。
Only God can allow you to eat this and never be hungry again.
只有神让你渴了，喝了，就不会再渴了。
And only God will allow you to never thirst again.
世界的东西，你越用它，就会越饿。
And for the things of this world, the more you use it, the more hungry you will be.
越渴就会越想喝。
The more thirsty you are, the more you will want to drink it.
譬如说赚钱。
For example, earning money.
穷人呢，很容易满足，三餐温饱就可以了。
Poor people are easily content because all they need is three meals.
哎呀，没有想那么多。
They don't think too much.
今天过好就好了。
As long as I can survive today.
有一个屋顶，睡在里面就可以了。
As long as there's a roof over my head, it's all good.
对不对？没衣服的，有一套衣服就可以了。
As long as I have a set of clothing.
所以我去非洲啊，那些很穷的国家啊，虽然很穷，都是笑眯眯的。
I went to Africa. Although they are suffering poverty, they are very happy.
但是呢，钱一开始多了，就会觉得不够。
But once we have enough more money, then we'll feel insufficient.
真的，你开始赚钱了，那个数目多了，你会觉得不，真正开始原来不够。
And indeed, when we have more money, we realize our lacking.
你发觉你的生活水平要提高。
We've realized that our quality of life had increased.
你的朋友不一样。
Our friends may be different.
所以你穿着的不一样。
So our clothing may be different.
你开的车要不一样。
Our car may be different.
你去吃饭的地方要不一样。
The restaurant we go to will be different.
因为你现在是不同水平的人。
Because we live a different quality of life.
所以你要赚更多的钱。
Therefore, we need to earn more money.
再往上提一点。
And the more we pursue this.
因为你想，我可以更，可以更好。
Because we keep thinking we can be better.
所以钱不是不好。
So money is not a bad thing.
那钱呢，就好像用含那种咸水，那种海水，你越喝越渴，越喝它，你会觉得越缺乏。
Money is like sea water. The more you drink it, the more thirsty you become.
全世界哪一个很有钱的人觉得自己钱很多的呢？
Is there any wealthy people who think they have enough money?
越有钱的人越觉得自己钱不够。
Because the more wealthy they are, the more they think they are lacking.
哎呀，他要跟别人比呀。
Because they want to compare with others.
所以啊，永远不够的。你再努力工作不睡觉也是不够。
Because no matter how hard you work, you often feel insufficient.
啊，这个就是世界的东西没有办法满足你。
This is why the things of this world cannot content us.
啊，你喝酒也是一样。
This is the same as alcohol.
越喝就是要越多。
The more we drink, the more we want more.
那很多出名的明星啊，他们心里很空虚。
And many famous celebrities, they feel empty in their hearts.
比如说明星了，一般人也是一样。
And this goes the same for an average person.
温哥华为什么那么多人吸毒呢？
Why are there so many drug users in Vancouver?
因为这边生活太无聊了。
Because things of this world are so boring.
下雨下太多了。
It's always raining.
政府福利太好了。
The benefit of government is so good.
活着不晓得为什么。
I don't know what's my purpose in life.
真的，他们不晓得活着是为了什么。
Since I don't know my purpose.
那不吸毒做什么呢？当然就吸一下。
Then surely I can go try out some drugs.
吃饱，肚子饱饱的，但心里很虚空。
Although my stomach is filled, my heart is empty.
所以呢，他们就得不到满足。
This is why they cannot be content.
还有了现在的人呢，你怎么知道他们很空虚了？常常上那个社交网站的人呢，心里都很空虚。
And another way to tell why a person is empty in his heart is people who often go on social media.
不是说都不可以用。
I'm not saying that you should not use social media.
但是你身边看哦，如果你上网看看，有一些人每天都在 po 东西，哇，都在讲自己去了哪里，都在说自己做了什么。那些人其实心里很虚空的。
But there are certain type of people who often go on social media to post where have they been, what they've been doing. These people are empty in their heart.
因为他 po 了之后呢，就看，我今天得到几个 like， 得了几个赞。
Because after they posted it, they will wait for the liking of other people.
如果没有赞，他又觉得又很失落了。
And if nobody press the like button, they feel
所以为了要每天，为了要维持每天得到很多人关注，他这个饿，他这个肚子饿嘛，灵里面，他就一直要 upload 东西上去。
So in order to fulfill this void in their heart, they constantly uploading content.
哎 ，upload 完之后没人赞了，哎，他要开始有点忧郁的感觉了。
But nobody like the post, they feel depressed.
哎呀，如果你虚空，不如读读圣经，用那个时间来灵修，不是比较好吗
？Isn't it better to read the Bible if you feel depressed?
哎呀，你看你 upload 那么多做什么
？Why are we uploading so many things?、
有人呢，自己没得 upload， 看别人的也很 depressed。
There are some people that cannot upload. They just simply read other people's posts.
看到别人有的玩有的吃，我都在家里只有上网而已，哪里都没办法去。
When other people are doing all these great things, they feel depressed themselves.
只有办法说赞而已。
And all they can do is just press the like button.
看到别人滑雪，我在家里看电视而已。
And when other people are skiing out there, I'm just watching TV at home.
所以啊，这个现代的时已经很奇怪。
So you can see that stranger things happen in this society.
现在的人饿得不得了。
People are very starving.
但是呢，没有真正得到这满足。
And they're empty in their heart.
没有从神那边得到满足。
Because they haven't found this from God.
所以主耶稣说，天上来的真粮是什么
？So Jesus reminds us what is the true food
from heaven. 就是神本身才能够满足你。
That is Lord Jesus Himself.
没有错，其他东西可以满足你一点点。
And indeed, many things can fill us temporarily.
比如说，没有车子的有一台好车子。
For example, buying a new car.
没有房子的有一个好房子。
Buying a new house.
没有家庭的，你有一个家庭。
Or getting a new family.
那种东西都能够给你某种程度的满足感。
These things can give you various degree of contentment.
但是那些东西的也会过去。
But these things one day will pass away.
一台车子新两年就不是新的了。
For example, a new car may only be new for 2 years.
不要说两年了，一开出去就 30% 那个 value 不见了。
As soon as you drive it out from the driveway, it loses 30% of its value.
明年新车出来，你那个就是旧车了。
It becomes a used car.
对，不会满足你永远的。
It won't satisfy you forever.
那一个很好的家庭给你温暖。
A good family may give you warmth.
但是呢，孩子长大也会离开你啊。
But one day your children may grow up and leave you.
你心爱的人也不会永远在你身边。
And your spouse may not be with you forever.
世界上美好的东西没有一样是永远的。
There's not one thing in this world that is forever.
所以，如果你的心里面只是追求那个今生的
，So if our heart only pursue these things,
到最后你还是会饿。
At the end, we'll still be starving.
那你要追求什么呢
？Then what should we pursue?
主耶稣说，我就是那个生命的粮。
And Lord Jesus say, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣就是神成为肉身来到世上。
Jesus is God Himself who had come in flesh.
你要追求认识神。
If we pursue to understand God,
你要相信神。
We must believe in God.
你就不会灵里面就不会饿。
Then spiritually we will not be starving.
你的心灵你就不会渴。
And we will not be thirsty.
所以只有神是你最大的满足。
Because God is the greatest commandment.
但今天很多人没有搞对这点。
So some people cannot figure this out yet.
他们追求神的祝福，没有追求神本身。
They are only seeking for the blessings of God rather than God Himself.
神本身跟神的祝福是不一样的。
God and His blessings. Are different.
就是我跟我给你的礼物是不一样的。
For example, the present I give you and myself is different.
神本身是看不见的。
God is invisible.
但是呢，他的灵可以满足你。
But His Spirit can fulfill us.
你常常来聚会。
Often we come to service.
听道理。
Listen to the sermon.
好好祷告，被圣灵充满。
Be praying, filled with the Holy Spirit.
那服侍神，服侍弟兄姐妹。
And serve the Lord and brothers and sisters.
因为很满足的。
We may feel content.
虽然没有人给你钱，没有人给你什么抬举你。
Although no one may give you praise or wages.
但是呢，你心里面很满足。
But you feel content in your heart.
世界的满足就是第一就是薪水，第二呢就是给你一个名牌。
The things that satisfy us in this world is money and status.
但是在主里都不会给你这些。
But in the Lord, you won't achieve these two things.
但是呢，你却有真正的满足。
Rather, you have true contentment.
所以这个是真正的粮。
So this is the true bread of life.
那能够吃这个粮就不会饿了。
When we eat of this bread, we will not be hungry.
第四十七节。
Let's read verse 47.
第六章四十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 47.
我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生啊。
47. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life.
四十八节。
48.
我就是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
主耶稣把这两句连在一起。
Lord Jesus had connected these two words.
我实实在在告诉你，信的人有永生。
He says, "He who believes will have everlasting life."
信耶稣有永生。
Believe in Jesus and you have eternal life.
但是你信什么？
But what do we believe in?
很多人说，哦，信耶稣，耶稣以后叫我去天国啊。
Many people say, "Yes, I'll believe and I'll go to heaven one day."
好像买一个车票，哦，这张车票有了，以后就去天国。别的人下地狱，我就去天国。
It's kind of like buying a ticket. Eventually, I'll use this ticket to enter into heaven.
耶稣说你信什么？我，你要信我是生命的粮。
But Jesus said, "You must believe in me. I am the bread of life."
你要信耶稣有办法，只有耶稣有办法满足你生命最大的需要。
And you must believe that only Jesus can fulfill the greatest purpose in your life.
你真的相信吗？
Do you truly believe?
如果你真的相信，你生活的方式会改变。
If so, then your life will transform.
你生活会把它弄得尽量简单。
Your life will be simplified.
你生活是以神为中心。
Your life will have God as the center.
你生活简简单单，没所谓，不用跟人家比较。
Your life will be simple without comparison with others.
你的生命是想说，我怎么来侍奉这位又真又活的神？
You will start to think, how do I serve this true and living God?
啊，再来五十一啊，五十节。
Let's read verse 50.
啊，四十八节，对不起啊。
Verse 48.
我就是生命的粮，四十九节。
I am the bread of life.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛呢，还是死的？
49. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead.
这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
50. This is the bread which comes from heaven, and one may eat of it and not die.
啊，这两种食物给你不同的后果。
So these two food give you two different consequences.
你只吃那个必坏的食物，到最后还是死的。
If you were to only eat the perishable food, you will die.
你再营养的。吃的最后也是离开世界的。
No matter how nutritious it is, then eventually you will die.
但是你要吃那个从天上来的。
But you must eat the food that is from heaven.
领受神本身的生命。
And receive the food from God Himself.
你就永远不死。
And you will have everlasting life.
这个就是神要从天上赐给我们的。
This is what the bread God wants to give us.
弟兄姐妹，你在家里有没有每天读圣经呢？
So brother and sister, do you read the Bible at home?
有没有每天祷告？
Do you pray often?
有没有认真聚会？
Do you study the word of God diligently?
有没有把你的生命的目标放在神身上？
Do you devote your life unto God?
还是你还在很努力的追求必坏的食物？
Or are you still working hard to earn these perishable food?
哇，那个股票上去了，你就很兴奋。
When the stock goes up, you feel very happy.
哎呀，你亏了钱了，就是想自杀的。
And when your stock is going down, you feel like suicidal.
别人对你很好，哦，你就很兴奋。
And many people might treat you well, and you feel very happy.
别人伤害你，你就很沮丧。
And when people hurt you, you feel very sorrowful.
你做圣工得到别人的认同，你就很高兴。
When you receive praise for doing holy work, you feel happy.
别人跟你讲几句，你就不想来教会。
And when someone criticizes you, you may leave church.
你是追求什么？
What are you pursuing?
你是追求神本身，还是追求神可以给你那些零零碎碎的五饼二鱼的东西？
Are you pursuing God Himself, or are you pursuing the five loaves and two fish?
主耶稣是生命之粮。
God is the true bread of life.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
444首。
444.
face to face, to thank and praise Him for His wondrous grace, which He gave to me when He made me free, the blessed Son of God called Jesus. Jesus is the sinner's name I know, and He's just the same as His holy name. And then that's the reason why I love Him so, for Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
请坐。
Please be seated.
这里说耶稣就是最甜美的名字。